Welcome to Small Biz Flash, where owners and managers get their briefing on small business news, trends, and insights to make better decisions and increase their business's value. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. On today's show, we continue our multi-part series titled Surviving the Economic Downturn by exploring how to get more customers through referrals. That's coming up right after the news roundup. All right, let's dive in. Occasionally, we see encouraging signs in the economy, as in last week's episode when I reported that the rate of inflation had eased in November. But unfortunately, the good news is more the exception than the rule right now. This week, it's back to mostly negatively trending stories on the economy. Retail sales in November fell short of expectations, down 0.6% from the previous month. Manufacturing also slowed in November by 0.6%, as a reduction in output of cars and trucks offset other factory gains. These reports are more evidence that the economy is losing steam, but the Federal Reserve continues to express concern about inflation into 2023, though it did ease the pace of rate hikes by only raising interest rates by 0.5% last week. On a more upbeat note, gas prices are down, no doubt a welcome relief to Christmas travelers. As of today's recording, AAA reports that the national average price for regular unleaded is $3.12 per gallon, the lowest since July of 2021. It's yet to be determined if this price slide will have a significant impact on overall inflation throughout the economy. Business owners remain pessimistic about the near term, according to the November Small Business Optimism Index, which rose 0.6 points in November to 91.9, but is still well below the 49-year average of 98. Inflation remains the top business problem for small business owners, with 32% of owners reporting it as their single most important problem. The frequency of reports of positive profit trends was a net negative 22%. Among owners reporting lower profits, 29% blamed the rise in cost of materials, 25% blamed weaker sales, and 10% cited labor cost. Small businesses are taking yet another hit in the aftermath of COVID. Millions took on loans through the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL, program during the pandemic to help keep their doors open. And now the loan payments are beginning to kick in at a time when the economy is struggling. According to the Wall Street Journal, as reported by CBS News, the first payments on 1.2 million EIDL loans are due this month, while another 1 million are coming due in January. Small businesses started paying back more than 400,000 loans in October and November. Even though the SBA has offered multiple deferrals, interest continued to accrue on the principal for those businesses opting out of the payments, meaning the total owed now could be as much as 10% higher than the original amount borrowed. Small business owners, your finances are the cornerstone of your business. You need the bookkeeping pros at SBS Accounting and Advisors to keep your AP, AR, and financial statements on track. For 16 years, the good folks at SBS have been helping owners like you make better decisions and grow their profits. Go to sbsaccountants.com today to set up a free 30-minute consultation. Use the promo code FLASH to get 20% off your setup fee. Again, that's sbsaccountants.com. In this week's installment of our series on surviving the economic downturn, we discuss growing your customer base through referrals. Expanding your pool of buyers is great anytime, but it is especially important during a recession. And leveraging your existing customer base is a powerful strategy to gain new customers. One Nielsen study found that 92% of consumers say they trust earned media, such as recommendations from family and friends, above all other forms of advertising. 82% of small business owners say referrals are their primary source of new business, according to a survey conducted by Constant Contact. So delighted, engaged customers can be a great sales force. But there are some things you should do to nurture the process along. First, make sure that you're asking the right customers for referrals. Do you know which ones are your promoters or those that are extremely likely to recommend your company to others? If you're measuring the net promoter score for each customer, then you do. Check out the September 27th episode for more on this topic. Once you have this key segment of your customer population identified, you next need to actually ask them for a referral and reward them when they come through for you. This could take many forms. For example, you could give each customer a 25% off coupon every time a friend or family member signs up for your email newsletter. Or you could give gifts to your referring customers, depending on the nature of the referral. Just remember that the goal is to incentivize referrals without cheapening the relationship by appearing to buy new customers. When asking your loyal existing customers for referrals, you need to remind them that you are a small business and appreciate their support in this tough economy. As a small business owner, you have distinct advantages over your larger corporate counterparts. Public sentiment is sympathetic to your plight, for example. Use this to encourage referrals. And check out the July 19th episode for more on this topic. Finally, figure out a way to personally connect with your customer fan base. Those customers that think highly of you and are most likely to refer you to others deserve some extra attention. How are you engaging with them? Depending on your company's size and whether you're a B2B or B2C, are you sending these customers thank you notes? Are you calling them occasionally just to find out how they're doing and if you can help them with anything without trying to make an additional sale? Or are you taking them for granted? You need a systematic way to personally communicate with and appreciate these customers. Make your best customers a primary focus of your business and ask them to introduce your products and services to their network. The payoff will be worth the effort. Thanks for listening to Small Biz Flash. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. If you enjoyed the show, please help me expand its reach by telling one other person about the podcast. I sure do appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.